Good afternoon once again. My name is Mike Callender, USA Caribbean Radio Network, United States, and Smack Productions Marketing Media. I'm presently in Barbados, as I told you earlier. Today is the finality to the final exam from the Caribbean cuisine culinary business in Barbados. As you know, Mr. Pete Eady is the CEO of that company, and the American Culinary Federation has a team of final judges down here. They're administrators and everything, overlooking the final exam. And to my right is our friend who has been doing administration work for the American Culinary Federation for so long a period of time. His name is Mr. Jeffrey Hulse. Jeffrey, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great. Thank you so very much for talking to me today.
So nice to be in your presence, man. From the time meeting you yesterday, I think we formed a gel. And you're at home. You love the Caribbean, huh?
I am. I would come here and live forever if my wife would come with me.
Isn't that something, huh?
There's no Walmart.
No, we are building a semi Walmart here now. It's be open in January.
Really?
Yeah, it's a company similar to Walmart. Its head office is in Aruba. So when you're going to the airport, you're going up on the highway, ask whoever is driving you to show you this mini Walmart that is being built. So just give me your wife's telephone number. I'll contact her and see if she'll come down. So Jeff, how it is in Barbados? I understand you are actually the official administrator for what transpired here today. Could you give me a little breakdown of your day-to-day life with the American Culinary Federation?
Well, first of all, I'm the oldest person working here today. I'm 66. I've been in the food business since I was 16, so I go back a few years. I've been with the American Culinary Federation regularly since 1993 as a member. And when they started the practical cooking evaluations, which we're doing today, my school where I was teaching at was the very first chapter school that did a practical evaluation in 2002 or 2003. From there, I've learned a lot about doing evaluations, and I'm not saying I'm definitely not the expert, because like everything else, things change and sometimes we don't keep up with it, but I've learned a lot about doing evaluations. In the past year, I've probably administered 10, 15 different practical evaluations somewhere, either in the United States or throughout the Caribbean. So I have a little bit of experience on how to do it and try to do it as expeditiously and correctly as possible.
Oh, isn't that nice? I hope you guys listening understand the principle of the American Culinary Federation and how important it is to have a culinary overseer throughout preparation of food. I've learned so much from being here yesterday and today. I now have to wonder if certain restaurants I used to go to cook the food in this and prepares it in this way. Is it something scary that I should be concerned about, Jeff?
I wouldn't be scary about it, but being a cook for being in this business for 50 years and working in many different restaurants, plus I spent 20 years in the Navy working aboard submarines, I understand the importance of food safety and sanitation, how we can't afford to even get one person sick. And sometimes we get into a hurry and we're rushed and we may not be following proper safety and hygiene standards. So I always tell people, if you have your favorite restaurant, do not walk into the kitchen. Don't look at it, especially if you really like going there, because you may not want to see something that's going on in that kitchen, especially at a certain time. It happens. You know, things happen.
So give us a little breakdown of your function here today as the administrator.
Yeah, as a test site administrator, I'm responsible for taking all the paperwork. Well, first of all, we're making sure we have the correct people doing the practical evaluation. Make sure that they're actually approved evaluators. And then we consolidate it onto a computer where it takes each individual's scores and it combines them to make sure that people are in a proper scoring order. And then from there, it's like anything else, it's transferred from one form to another form to a third form. And then we figure out if the candidate that's taking the practical evaluation has scored high enough to pass the test. If there's any conflict between either the candidate and the evaluators, it's up to the administrator to resolve it. If there's any conflict between evaluators and evaluators. It's up to the administrator to resolve it. And also, at the end of the day, it's the administrator's final signature on the form that says, yes, the person is eligible for certification or not. So it's a lot of responsibility, and it's a lot of hours, but it has to get done. Someone needs to do it. It's very important.
So what is your advice, Jeff, to people in the industry who, I know we have a lot of egos and things with human beings, you believe that these types of finalities to cooking should be, because I'm asking this question basically because many people doesn't go this far in knowledge. They do a lot of hands-on work and is not accredited. What is your view on that, especially here in the Caribbean?
Well, personally, I think certification is extremely important. Other industries besides hospitality has certifications. I mean, I go to a vet to get my cat's hair shampooed. They got a certification. I go to a lot of places, and everyone has a certification, and cooks need to have certifications. Also, by the American Culinary Federation, there are certifications, an accredited certification, just like going to a college, an accredited program. That means someone to get through the program successfully, they've had to go through certain things, have certain educational backgrounds. Administratively, they have to have taken a practical cooking evaluation. They've had to take a written test on the level of certification they're going through. They've had to go through so many years of experience. So it sells yourself. So when I go and say, I'm applying for a job over at the DV or at the Sands over here, and I'm applying for the executive chef's job, they say, what's your qualification? I go, well, I'm a certified executive chef through the American Culinary Federation, also through the World Chefs. I'm a certified culinary educator. I'm a member of the American Academy of Chefs, and I have a few other certifications. But those are things that help me market myself for the future. Now, like I said, I'm 66 years old. I'm pretty much done marketing myself for right now. Well, let's take that young kid that's just graduating from the university or from the college or from the culinary school, that's walking out with a certified culinary and a certified sous chef. When they apply for a job, it gets them in the door. I'm not saying it's going to get them the job, but it's going to get them in front of that hiring person, that executive chef or that human resources director, to help sell himself or herself at that point. That's why certification is so, so important.
So listeners, please pay attention to what Jeff just said. Certification in the food industry is very, very important, just like any other industry. Jeff, could you give me a little breakdown of what your company do? I see is chefs helping chefs. I see you're affiliated here as a project director. What role do you play here?
Well, I am the founder, project director, owner, dishwasher. I have no employees, so it's kind of cool in a way because I don't have employees. But when I have a contract with a hotel or a resort and I need a master baker or a fine pastry chef or a bartender, I find one that I know that's certified, and I contract them, and I bring them in to do that work. Because I've learned also about 10 or 15 years ago, I don't know all the answers. So instead of me going there and trying to fake it, I find a professional person to come in there and market, you know, do the job and do it correctly. Chefs Helping Chefs started off in 2005 when we were doing practical evaluations for the American Culinary Federation. And we had some young people coming over from the islands that needed certification, and we were Chefs Helping Chefs. It wasn't a business to make money. It was just chefs helping chefs to go to the next level. And someone from the Rosewood Resorts in St. John's in the U.S. Virgin Islands said, hey, can I come over with some of the other cooks? They said, why don't I just go to your hotel? I was looking for a place to go during the summer when school was out. I stay at your hotel and I'll do the training there. Then we'll bring over a certification team. And that's how we really got started. In 2008, I became a corporation. I incorporated in the state of Florida. 2011, I stopped teaching and I tried to build this business on a full-time basis where I want to work between 20 and 30 weeks a year doing training and consulting throughout the Caribbean. But not only just doing training as a job, it's so important that we give back to our community. There's a lot of children out there that need our help. There's a lot of young people in schools that need our help. There's people that are homeless, there's people that are hungry, and they can use our help by training people to feed them or training them how to eat properly, training them how to go shopping. And that's all part of Chefs Helping Chefs.
Fascinating. And the story told there is something similar to what I started out doing in my business, because I have a network of businesses, and when I have someone that needs some type of service, I just contract a company that I know can get it done. Mm-hmm. So we have something in common.
Sure.
And last but not least, Jeffrey, is how do you assess, how would you assess the students from yesterday and today? And how is a twofold question, and what role assessment will you give Mr. Peter Eady and his organization here in Barbados?
Well, to start off, like I said, I've done many of these. This was probably one of the most organized practical evaluations that I have done in many years, even better than ones I hosted when I was still in the school system. Chef Eady has done a phenomenal job with these young people. At first, when he got this business started, the school started, we consulted with them, we talked to them, we've been friends for years, you know? We help each other. And I wasn't sure what was gonna happen. And he did a great job. One, everyone showed up on time. This is the Caribbean. I've been hearing, oh, we're on Caribbean time, we're on island time. Not here at Peter's school or not. If 8 o'clock is the time they're supposed to be here, they best be here at 8 o'clock in the morning. And that's one of the most important things about getting a job is called your job ethics, showing up. So that alone, I was very impressed. The sanitation of the students were well high above the average level of sanitation hygiene. The knowledge level, the scores on the practical evaluations were extremely well. There was no close calls, if you know what I mean. There was no close, they all passed very well. Their attitudes, just their behavior, their respect. Ugh. I can go on telling you how great and proud I am of this program. And Peter really needs a very big pat on the back for what he's done. A lot of this came out of his own pocket too, you know, to finance this thing.
Right.
I'm very, very impressed. I wish we could get him some sponsors to help keep this program going.
Okay, thank you. Listeners, you hear that, those kind and generous words, reality words of what transpired here this weekend and how valuable Mr. Peter Eady is and his business in Barbados to the Bajans in general. And I'm looking forward to be continuing to work with him throughout the rest of my life, truthfully. He's a very organized person who means well for Barbados. And I would say on behalf of Caribbean, USA Caribbean Radio Network and Smack Productions Marketing, I'm signing off from Barbados, live from Bank Hall Crossroad. Live, ciao. God bless you. And thanks, Jeffrey, for once again having a rat with me and coordinating this whole organization here in the last 2 days. God bless you.
Thank you.
So nice meeting you.
Thank you.